Becoming, a podcast where I try to figure out how I'm still single, even though I'll let you eat the last French fry and then put it in my pussy. Oh, I guess you should put it in my pussy before you eat it. I don't know. My guest today, if you've ever been to UCB, you've seen her performing all over the stage. You've also seen her on the UCB show. Ooh-wee, it's Mary Sassan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm loving this, like, old school, like, a shock jock sound.
Thank you. I just like to, one, be loud. Yeah. Two, make sounds. Three, have fun. Four, giggle. Five, that's it.
I love all those things.
Thank you.
Really waiting to see where that French fry story was going.
Well, okay, he ate my last French fry. He chewed it up. He spit it into my pussy. I stand on top of him. I squeeze it out into his mouth.
I just imagine you going to the OBGYN and she's just like, okay, I need this explained.
I need to know why there is French fry mush in your pussy.
Yeah, you got a yeast infection like I've never seen.
I've never had a yeast infection.
I never have either.
Let's knock on wood.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was loud.
I would like to believe that, like, your pussy's got it or it doesn't. I don't know. Mine's just running like clockwork, I guess.
I guess mine's running like clockwork, too. Mary, I haven't seen you in a while, and that makes me sad.
I know. We keep missing each other.
Yes. And I think I've been in and out of town. We got to remedy this. Where we hang out. Oh, yes. We have to make a dinner party.
Oh, yeah. We have to do that dinner party with all my newfangled things from the wedding. All my pots and pans and blenders.
Was that exciting to get a bunch of stuff?
It was exciting, but also I live in kind of a small apartment and we were just like a little overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff, like you ask for things that like you're not going to use now, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, 35, 36, you know, 40-year-old Mary might want this.
Ah. So
we just got stuff. Or what people would do is they'd be like, you asked for a... what's that? Like a crock pot. Mm-hmm. But what you need is a pressure cooker. So we would get both. And it's like, you mm-hmm. don't need a pressure cooker and a crock pot.
No, they're like one and the same, right?
I think so.
I've never used a crock pot.
I've never used one either. But I think that like you can make some like fun chili or mm-hmm. some fun like slow roast.
I've also
beef.
Not eaten very much out of a crock pot. My friend Tess's mom was making meat in a crock pot last time I was in Portland, and she was like, taste it, it's venison, and or like, maybe rabbit? No, it was definitely deer, and I was like, I'm so sorry, Bridget, I don't eat deer, and then she's like, I'm kidding, it's beef, and I said, okay, and I
and
put it in my mouth.
Double-tricked you?
Yep. And the minute it was in my mouth, I was like, this is not beef. This is definitely deer.
I've had beef.
Then she was like, do you like it? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, it's deer. And I was like, I know. It's a very mom thing to do, to be like, you'll like it. Just put it in your mouth.
Do you think, how did they get the deer? Did they shoot it, or in Portland you can pick it up from a butcher?
I'm not sure. They may have shot it because I was at their, like, a... forest house.
They like their cabin.
Yes.
Oh no, their forest house.
Yes, it's definitely called a cabin. I was at the cabin or lake house. It's on a lake. I don't know why I said forest house. I'm so embarrassed.
No, but
I'm
I love that name.
Fucking idiot. So they may have shot it there. I don't know. But also, maybe they picked it up at a butcher. Portland's like a very cool, chill place. Have you been to Portland?
I have not. But I haven't gone in enough time. But now I'm hearing, like, at first it was presented to me of, like, what a cool place. Mm-hmm. And now more and more, I think, because people are being more, like, just, like, even woke, that people are like, well, it was started as a white haven to get away from black
it
people.
It sure was.
Which, to me, is just like... At first, like, oh, how fun. Oh, no.
It is bad, and their housing laws are terrible, but all their bars serve food till they close.
Well, that's fun.
And I know that because my friend's husband owns two bars there. And if you're in Portland, you should go. They're called Church and Chapel Hill, and they're fun.
A bar called Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Chapel Hill, UNC. No,
I did.
NC.
UNC,
UNC,
yeah.
Chapel Hill.
I did.
Your colors, baby blue?
Yeah, we call it Carolina blue, but it's just baby blue and white. Yeah.
So you appropriated baby blue
from babies.
Carolina blue? Yeah. I mean, how fucking rude. Oh, no, I didn't start this timer. Who knows how long we've been talking? Oh, wow. 5 minutes. Okay. That's Marissa. She's on the ones and twos.
Meow, meow, meow.
Kind of. She's got a laptop and a computer. Marissa's listened to so many of these episodes to the point where, like, I almost feel bad.
Oh, yeah, almost feel bad.
But, like, and I say almost because it's her job, so I don't quite feel bad.
Yeah.
But I almost feel bad because I'm just always just talking about my puss. Mary, let's talk about your puss.
Please.
Your puss is all locked up because you got married.
It is locked up. Packaged.
Did you have your year wedding anniversary already?
The end of October.
Oh, okay.
But it has been a fast year.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
It is pretty crazy thinking about, like, now Facebook will be like, hey, a year ago you did your wedding shower or this thing or, you know, all those anniversaries are coming up.
Do you like being married?
I do.
Okay, good. That would have been really awkward if your husband, if that's how he found out, if he was like,
just imagining him just hearing, just like watching him from behind and he slumps.
Like being married?
No, it's fun. A lot of it feels a lot like dating. Like we were dating for like 5 or so years before that, but you just get like, you level up in certain ways of like, he comes from a better family than me. And like, so he has like savings and like he has been very much just like, these are our savings now. And I'm like, oh, I have savings.
Ooh, I have money now.
I have this new stand up joke about how like, oh, when you like, when you get married, you get a partner and it's so nice and you can teach each other things. Did you know that money can also be saved?
That's very funny.
But that is very nice. And you do just have like levels of support and like the government will in like so many little sneaky ways. They want you to get married. So
yeah, you get like a tax break for being fucking married.
You get a tax break and like we can share insurance. And like when I changed my status at work, like I just got back like $160 extra.
Really?
Week. Yeah. Like just filing wise, you just get paid. Like the government
doesn't
take as much money.
Insane.
Yeah. There's a bunch of friends of mine who like part of me is like, Mono and Betsy should just get common law married.
Yeah.
Like you should common law marry John. Because why not?
I think about that sometimes because then, yeah, you just pay less taxes.
Yeah.
He'll never do it.
Or like somebody who you would have to trust them because they could like, especially in California, they could take half. But like you and Sashir. I mean,
we'd have to live together, I think. I think you'd have to live with your
I wonder, yeah.
Common law person.
I mean, I bet it's easier than like if she was not American. You know what I mean?
Fair, yes.
But then I was just remembering that you've done this before.
Yes, I have. Ooh, yes, I have been married. I don't know if I've talked about it on this podcast. Do you know, Marissa? I have. Okay.
I was not dating but hooking up with someone in the past who I like found somebody casually mentioned like, well, because blank is married. And I was like, excuse me? And it was one of those situations where it was like for a green card.
Yes,
but
for
a second, I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
So you've been married almost a year. I know your origin story. It's a stupid one. You guys met doing improv.
Well, I guess, yeah, at the DCM Marathon.
Yeah, if you don't know what DCM is, it's the Del Close Marathon that used to be in New York City. It's a 3-day improv event where you can go see an improv show at midnight, 3 a.m., 7 a.m., 3 p.m. And that's not prime time for comedy. And usually people are very drunk.
Yeah. Which
it's
I think
fun, though.
Pushed a lot of our courtship along.
Because, so,
your husband was living in New York. You were living in LA.
Yeah.
And then you guys were Facebook messaging each other?
Well, we knew each other. We're both mutual friends with Josh Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And like that weekend, I like saw him at a bar and approached him because mm-hmm. He is tall and has black hair, which are like two of my checks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like texted Josh of just like, I'm going to make out with your friend this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
To see if he was like, good luck, he's engaged.
Uh-huh.
And Josh was like, yes, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And then I was like, oh, do you want to be pen pals? Which I was like, this is already so dumb. What mm-hmm. do I have to lose? And he was like, yeah, I do. So we wrote letters back and forth to each other. Like real live letters. And then I made him be the guest to a wedding in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bridesmaid, and I didn't eat that whole day because I like just barely fit in the dress. So I got blackout drunk, almost threw up on him. And the next morning I was like, oh, I fucked this up. I'm going to put him on a bus back to New York. Like, I don't need to see him anymore. Get out of here, man. I'm going to go talk about how insane this was to my friends. And he was like, I can stay longer.
Oh, like, he liked what fuck? He saw.
Yeah, which I think is like, we've talked about this, but, and you've seen it, of like, I think that's like my favorite thing is like, I'm kind of a lunatic sometimes, especially if I drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he has always just been like, okay, cool.
That's sweet. One, can we double back? I think you come from a great family.
Oh, thank you.
At your wedding, one of your sisters is like, Matt, if you fuck up, we'll fuck you up. And it made me laugh so hard. I was like, this is the wildest bridesmaid speech I've ever seen. Yeah. Oh, it made me so happy. But yeah, you are a wild drunk. I'm also a wild drunk. And in your vows, you made me cry. Because you said something so poignant and powerful. You were like, you've never asked me to change. You've never asked me to be quieter. You've accepted me for me when other people... I'm paraphrasing you. I mean, you know your vows. I didn't fucking memorize them. But essentially, you were like, you accept me for me and never told me to change, even though other people told me to change in order to find someone to love me.
Yeah, It was hard to like, I was like, I want to say what's true in these vows, mm-hmm. but it was like, I was like, this is a room full of comedians and family and things like that. So it's like, one, I was like, oh God, the funniness has to be funny. But I was like, our friends aren't often vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, no, I want to say this. And I do really believe, and I bet you obviously did and can relate to this, that if you are a strong, loud, funny, smart woman, you are told a lot to change.
Yep.
You are told all the time to be less
mm-hmm.
so that, in my mind, you can trick a guy
mm-hmm.
into liking you. And I remember just being like, in a lot of ways, and like close good friends would tell me this
mm-hmm.
of like, don't pursue guys, let them pursue you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be funny to them up front, or like, you're too, like, that sounds arrogant, like, you're too smart. Tone that down.
Mm-hmm.
They have to feel like they're smarter. Like, in all these ways, you have to bend over backwards. And I am, for better or worse, not good at not being me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am like, I'm bold. And you like, you either love that or you're like, that's too much. Okay, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just like, Matt's like the fourth person or third person I ever dated. Like, I have not been with a lot of guys
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't good at pretending to be something else.
Fair.
And I like, that's why it works so well, because I was like, and I met him as a lunatic drunk in New York, and he was like, okay.
I want that. Sign me up for that. I mean, I want that. I'm also not very good at hiding who I am.
And I don't think anybody should less. Either.
I don't think anybody should either as well. I do spend a lot of time on first dates
mm-hmm.
trying to do slightly less.
Yeah, I don't, and I never know how much it's like, how much you bury the lead, how much you're mm-hmm. supposed to bury the lead, how much like, I was thinking about this coming on here of like, I think you and I are both like particular flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like, part of me thinks that like, the reason why, like, and we're both very good flavors. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're both fucking cool. And I think that the reason, though, why, like, maybe we both don't or didn't have more success rate is because, like, everyone goes for vanilla. Everyone goes for cheese pizza because it's not a choice, so you don't have to think about it.
Mm.
And I think that it's, like, and maybe that's naivete, or maybe I'm just, like, I'm a nightmare. So
naivete? What did you say?
It's, like, to be naive.
Oh, say that word, though.
Naivete?
Naivete.
Am I saying that word right, Marissa? Yeah. Okay.
I've never heard that word.
I believe it's, like, the noun form of naive.
Oh, naivete sounds like a white woman who fucked a black man and then got pregnant and then named her daughter.
Named her baby.
Naivete.
I could see that. I'm just like, oh, I better do it for the culture. I think that a lot of guys, especially young guys, are like, they're cowards. Mm-hmm. They're little baby men or the little baby boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they want something safe on their arm. They want something that, like, their bros aren't gonna, like, razz them for.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they think they will.
Yeah, I think you're right. But also, I'm like, once you hit, like, 25, 30, you can't be worried about what people think.
But
that just seems so exhausting.
I think that some people do grow out of it, and I do think that, like, that is all to say that, like, it takes a confident man to be like, mm-hmm. no, I like you and I don't give a fuck what anyone would say. And also, most people are cool and wouldn't be like, mm-hmm. what's going on with your girlfriend? Why is she so loud?
Man, can we talk about how loud your girlfriend is?
Yeah, it's just like, get on board, motherfucker.
She's fun. I like her.
But, like, even listening to this podcast before, like, I had so many guys, I am sure, who liked me
mm-hmm.
and would flirt with me and would say things. But then when I was like, hey, do you want to make this something?
Mm-hmm.
They would be like, oh, well, and I would be like, you fucking coward.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I'm dating material, or you don't think, like, you are attracted to me. You do think mm-hmm. I'm cool. You do think I'm fun. But somehow I'm not what you think you can date.
Yeah, I've had that experience so many times. I worked with this guy who I thought was so cute, and we got pretty close. We would, like, text all the time, we'd hang out, and then I quit working there, he kept working there, and we would see each other, like, every couple months. And he, at one point I was like, I think I'm gonna start working out and I think I'm gonna lose weight. And he's like, that's a great idea. I think you should do that. And I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then every time before we hung out, he'd be like, so how's, like, your weight loss going? Like, have you lost any weight?
Do you think he was, like, waiting for your,
I think he was waiting for me to be thinner to date me. But also that's, like, me inferring and assuming and putting something on him.
Yeah.
But, like, just the fact that every time before I saw him, he asked, I was like, oh.
Why is that what you're latching on to?
Yeah, why is that it? And why are our hangouts like us baking a pie? Or, like, just, like, domestic things?
Yeah.
And it was, I think men feel comfortable with me, but I don't know if they're comfortable with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, as, like, a romantic sexual partner.
Because I do think there's still shame in being like, I like a fat lady. I like fucking them. And people are like, ew, why? They're nasty. Like, do you remember, it was a while ago, it was that man who was like, I love my curvy wife.
Yeah.
I don't follow them, but I saved a picture of theirs on Instagram so I can like go to their profiles whenever I want. And their whole identity is so weird. Her whole identity is, my man loves all my curves, and I am happy. And his is like, I love my curvy wife. I think out of the box. I don't need someone who looks like everybody else. But then I look at her, and I'm like, she is like a size 10?
Yeah.
Maybe a 12? Why is she so different? It's so confusing to me that their whole identity is wrapped up in this woman's body.
Yeah, also social media does weird things where, like, you can have a niche where you're like, my whole thing is that I have a a supportive husband who likes my curves. Like, they get so small where people can be like, my thing is I love goldfish crackers. It's like, what? That's enough for a famous Instagram account?
Well, that's like Lil Tay. Remember Lil Tay? Do you know Lil Tay?
I don't know if I know Lil Tay.
Lil Tay is a little Asian girl who would make Instagram videos. She'd be like, what up? It's me, Lil Tay. I got a Lambo. I got Gucci bags. I got everything. And she'd make these videos with like stacks of cash.
Oh, wow.
And she'd make videos with Lil Pump. And then it was outed that her mom was a realtor and they were filming in the houses she was trying to sell. So then she got fired and then Lil Tay was exposed as a fraud.
Also, the internet is such little like weird like gumshoes that are solving these like... Why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
Let little Tay film in houses and...
Let her just live her life. It is interesting that people are always like, actually, this persona you're presenting is completely wrong. Or people will like zoom in on a picture.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that was revealed was Kanye West went to a wedding in slides that were too small for his
feet.
Yeah,
they looked crazy.
They did. But I love that someone zoomed in on that picture.
Not even like he's wearing socks with sandals, but they're too small.
Just too small. His heel is hanging off, dragging around.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim Kardashian, she's been under fire. People are mad that she's happy she's thin.
I wonder what she looks like in real life. Because she's so short.
She's very short.
That to have that small of a waist and be that short, she's got to look insane.
I saw her once at the VMAs like 2 years ago. I don't think she was as small as she is now. But she is a very short woman and her body is out of this world. It
doesn't like... Physics doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't, because her waist is very tiny. She's got big old titties and she got big old hips and a big old butt. But she's very beautiful.
Yeah, I think that body would be weird to carry around. Or like Nicki Minaj's body. Sometimes I'm like, that body
feels so weird
to carry around.
She's just a taller version of it. Big butt, big titties, tiny waist.
Have you,
beautiful face.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen, I don't know if it was like an article, that quote where like Rihanna was like, look, if you want an ass, you get a tummy. Or like, you get a gut.
Yeah, if you want a butt, you get a gut.
I like love that of just like her admitting like, yeah, that's what like, for Kim Kardashian to have like the flattest stomach and the fattest ass. I'm like, no.
Yeah, and it's weird because I think she still maintains it. Oh, my wig is sliding back. I have to like fix my clips. Because she still maintains that she hasn't had surgery, right?
I think
Wait, Mary, has my hair been looking crazy?
I thought that was the position it was supposed to be in but now your bangs are more over your face.
I can't believe I didn't secure my wig. Good thing it's a podcast and not like being filmed.
She's done the full side of your hair. And I'm like, oh, fun.
Wow, that's how Nicole's wearing her hair now. Just slide it back off to the side.
Cool.
Oh, that was scary. I think I caught it just before it fell off.
I would love if it like punctuated a point, like a punchline.
Well, I was like moving my head. And I was like, this is sliding around a lot.
No, I think that she's like, this is how my body does things, but it doesn't ever lose fat in my butt. And
it's so weird that that's what she maintains. And it's also weird that she's like, I don't wear wigs. And it's like, no, your hair isn't shoulder length, waist length, hot pink and green. It's just not how hair goes. Your hair would fall the fuck out.
Yeah. Everything. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, get plastic surgery, do whatever you want, but be honest about it. And then sometimes I'm like, maybe it doesn't really matter. But I do think it's like, it's fucking with people's heads.
Yeah.
It's also insane to be like, I was thinking about this the other day, like, when has a man's body ever gone through like trends? Like, that like female bodies are like, no, now we need big butts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where it's like, women have to be like, okay, let me change my natural body in a way. Or if you're like a person of color to be like, okay, now you like this about me? Mm-hmm. Like, what?
It is weird because growing up, my mother would tell me to tuck my butt.
Oh, interesting.
So it didn't look bigger than it was or as big as it is. She also taught me how to line my lips to make them look smaller. And then I have a friend who's black whose mom told her to pinch her nose every night for like 15 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Because when you do that every night, or every day
they
for
believe
years,
it would get
it makes your no, it makes your nose smaller. It's like wearing a corset. Like if you wear a corset enough,
yeah, you just like
your
change
waist
the
will
bones.
Get smaller. So you're like changing the structure of your face to make it look whiter, and then later to be like big butts are in. It's like oh
yeah, no, go fuck yourself.
Big lips are in. Oh okay, this
body
is all
shouldn't have
confusing.
Trends.
I agree, but to answer your question about men, men don't have trends where they have to change their body per se. Like manscaping was a thing.
Yeah.
Which is truly just like clip your fucking pubic hairs so they're not whisker wisping in my mouth. Like it's disgusting.
Yeah,
you can groom.
Like women as a union will come together and be like, we have one demand.
Just one demand. Can you just shave around your balls little?
Could you do something with your toes?
Can you clip your toenails on a regular basis? Maybe get a manicure and buff your nails so they don't scratch my fucking vulva.
Yeah.
That was like a hot thing. Metrosexual, which was just a man who thought about his appearance.
Yeah, who wasn't a complete slob.
Yes, where everyone was like, but are they gay? And it's like, they just look nice. And then dad bod, which is like, we're back to letting men be disgusting. And yeah. It's trending.
I think I have a mom bod.
No, I don't think you do. Well, no.
I think that I will, like, I always joke that, like, when I have, like, three kids, everyone will go, oh, now we get her.
I don't think you have a mom bod at all. To me, a mom bod is, like, huge tits, no hips, or all hips, no tits.
All hips, no tits. I do feel bad for some bigger women who, like, didn't get boobs.
I didn't get boobs.
I think that it, like, I wish I had smaller boobs, but some women I'm like, damn, you're curving. You didn't even get boobs. That's
I didn't get any boobs. I wear an A cup. Yeah, baby.
Oh, wow.
But I can't find a bra to like actually fit me. So like I'm constantly just not in pain, but always uncomfortable.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that like the formula for what a bra is so simplistic that it's just like, who does this fits for so few people?
Bras fit very few people. Clothing fits very few people. Clothing is just hard.
Clothing's insane.
I've lately been getting things tailored.
I think that is the way you gotta do it.
Because nothing is made correctly.
Yeah, I also have like, I don't know, everything is so silly. I look at like some people who are just like straight up and down and I'm like, mm-hmm. God, do you just go to the mall and everything, you're like, this looks nice. Well, this looks nice.
Well, I'll tell you, they tell me on the internet, no.
Oh.
Tall, thin people, the pants are too short. I like tweeted something about how like, it was like a retweet where it was like, thin people who can't dress are stupid because everything is in your size. You better believe a lot of people were like, well, things are just too short. And I'm like, yes. But you could go to like 8 different stores and find something.
Yeah. You can just get them like a lot of places have long.
Yeah. Old Navy, you can go anywhere. I have a question. So yes. Like, oh wait, first let's take a break. And we're back. Boom, boom, yum. What a beautiful break. Before you got married, did you miss apps? You missed apps.
I was on OkCupid for like a week,
uh-huh.
And I got real scared, and I got off it.
So you didn't meet anybody from OkCupid?
No, people started messaging me, and I was worried I would hurt their feelings if I did a message back, so I got off.
You don't hurt men's feelings when you don't message. They just get aggressive and want to know why you didn't message them back. And then they'll be like, you going to talk to me? One man said, you going to talk to me? I said, no. And then he was like, why? And I was like, I don't want to. But anyway, so you were on OkCupid for a week.
Yeah, I did miss. I think I am like most thankful that I missed the wave of like Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff, because I think I would have done poorly on them.
I mean, it is very, very hard. I matched with a pizza. And the pizza. I matched with this pizza in June. And it says, pizza loves you too, Nicole. And I think I said on the podcast that he unmatched me because I thought he did.
Yeah.
But pizza messaged me Wednesday to let me know that I am a liar.
Pizza keeps up with you?
Pizza said, A friend told me you mentioned me on your podcast, but said I never responded to you. But I said I love you, Nicole. Why would you lie about this pie? So pizza.
Pizza's getting indignant.
Pizza is getting indignant. Pizza, if your friend's listening, I'm sorry that I missed your first message, and I'm sorry that I said you unmatched me.
Oh, brother. I will say, that is like the same thing where, like, on Twitter, when people are, like, indignant or mean or crazy, but they don't have a real profile picture, I'm like, go fuck yourself.
What are you doing?
You're going to hide behind a picture of your dog and say insane things?
Well, this person's hiding behind a pepperoni pizza. And then this man, I won't say his name, but this guy matched with me, and I'm 100% sure we have already fucked. Like, there's no doubt in my mind, and it was bad. So when we first fucked, he, like, came, we, like, messaged, he came over, and then he, like, pulled down his pants, and his dick was, like, bent. Not curved, it was like a drain pipe bent. And
like
I
had an angle?
Like an L.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't scream because I figured that was rude. So then I fucked him anyway.
Did you have to come in sideways?
He hit it from behind.
So he inserted it.
Yes. And sucking it, I was like, someone would have to love this man to the ends of the earth to do this a second time.
Even when he was hard, it was bent?
It was, yes. It was the weirdest dick I've ever seen. It looked like, you know, a sausage casing where, like, yeah, they're links and you could, like, bend them. It was, like, yeah, bent. And then when he ate me out, he kicked his feet.
Like a little dog when he gets scratched on the belly?
Uh-huh. I, like, looked in the mirror and was like, this is bad. Then when we were done, he was in the bathroom and I was like, if I start watching TV, surely he'll leave. He'll be like, she needs her TV time. So I was watching Sisters, and he sits down after going to the bathroom, and he's like, oh, yeah, that Tina Poehler's funny. And I was like, oh, man, it's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I've heard about them. And I was like, sure,
heard
you have.
About them.
And then he, like, kept asking me questions, and I was like, uh-huh. Then John, my roommate, came out of his room and was like, oh, this is happening. And then he went back in his room, and I was trying to make eyes at him to be like, say an emergency's happening.
Yeah,
say
yeah,
something's
yeah,
happening. And then finally he's like, well, I guess I got to get back home. And I was like, all right. And he's like, yeah, text me. And I was like, yes, I will.
Yeah.
And then I unmatched him. And then I think this is him.
Oh, boy.
But he just said, hey, Nicole, how are you doing? Like, he didn't remember. But then I was like, how many big black women are you fucking that we all blend together?
And then I'm going to forget that dick.
I'll never forget that dick. It was the worst dick I've ever seen. No.
You had that one really, really small
that
dick?
One was that bad. Story? That one was not good. Because he was, like, aggressive with his little dick. And he's like, I'm going to fuck you from behind. And I was like, with what? I'm really horny. And I want to fuck. But, like, I kind of want to just, like, fuck somebody I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck strangers anymore.
Yeah.
It just seems exhausting to have, like, the same conversation.
Yeah. Also, then, someone you know will know a lot of the deal. Of just,
yes,
like, I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be here. I'm going to,
yes,
be not. Here's my house. Don't,
yes,
be a weirdo.
Don't be a weirdo. You can be in there. I don't care. Whatever. But then, like, a lot of our friends are getting all booed up and or are perpetually single and maybe,
yeah,
there's something wrong with them.
Also, I feel like a lot of our friends, and not that any of us are normal because we're all, like, comedians, but, like, when you'll have sometimes, like, a late-night conversation, they'll, like, reveal something that they believe in vulnerability, and I'd be like, oh, wow, that's how you see the world? You're afraid of that? Or, you know, the comedy community is not, like, there's, like, little gems.
Yes.
But a lot of those people are, like, I think if you're not married by a certain age, it's, like, it's a red flag.
Stop, don't say that!
No, I mean the men.
Okay, good.
And that's maybe not fair, but I am kind of like...
No, I mean, I think in the comedy world, especially like improv, because it's so incestuous, that if you aren't booed up by like 35-ish, it is like there's something on you because there's so many great women.
Yes.
To like choose from.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just spend a lot of time crushing on people and then never acting on it.
I feel like I act on it and then get like my, I would act on it and then get like, I don't know. It was so weird. There was like, when my single period of LA was, it felt so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I remember like multiple times guys would sleep in my bed and do nothing.
What?
Yes. More than one occasion, a guy was like, I'm going to stay here. Like, can I sleep in your bed? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then not touch me.
What?
And that is so like, did you chicken out? What's happened here?
The wildest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is so wild to say that you want to sleep in someone's bed and then not do anything with them.
And then like one of those guys, when I did like have to be like, hey, you know I like you, right? And they were like, I was waiting for this. was like, oh, I'm too good of friends with your roommates. I don't want that to get messed up. And I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
That is so fucking shitty.
Yeah, but that's where like sometimes, like in my mind, I'm like, the girl is the last, like, is the person who like, and this is not right, but like the girl's like, gives the ultimate like, okay, you always want it. And if I say yes, you can get it. Like that's such a wrong perception where like guys are always like, if you're horny and a girl, you could just like step into a thing and get a guy. And it's like, I will tell you so many horny girls who would love to be like.
Well, here's the thing. I am horny and I know that if I put my mind to it, I can get fucked within an hour. I just, don't want to fuck a stranger right now. I just like.
Strangers are scary.
I just am not into it right now. Two, I just don't want to have bad sex anymore. Like, I'm really tired of first time sex where I have to be like, this, I like this. This, I don't like. What do you want? Sure, I'll suck your dick. Of course you like that. Like, I just. I would really love to fuck someone repeatedly.
Yeah.
Where, like, I know that it's going to be good.
You start by being like, they know the baseline, what you want.
Yes. Yes. They know I like having my pussy rooted around in.
Rooted around in.
You know, just putting some fingies in there. I don't know. Life is bad. Also, I keep asking people, I'm like, do you have a friend for me?
Yeah.
Or like, does your boyfriend have a friend? And the answer I get 100% of the time is, I do have like single guy friends, or like my boyfriend has single guy friends, but like they're all in bad places. And I'm like, that doesn't mean we can't have sex repeatedly.
Yeah, that's not a terrible place to.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Do you have friends?
I have friends.
Single friends.
I think so, yeah. We can figure this out. I don't want to name names on air, but yeah. I think it's crazy to be like, do you have friends? Does your boyfriend have friends? No.
No, it's just the two of us, and we're on a little island.
We live in our forest house.
Other people. We live in our forest house. Good. Call back.
Thank you.
Can you look at my Tinder profile?
I will.
Ugh, this fucking man. Nicole. How's your weekend? I also matched with this lady who, she was like, hi, where do you live? And I told her, not really. I said Atwater, even though I don't live in Atwater.
Yeah, throw him off the case a little
bit. You know. And then she was like, I saw you on TV and you look like fun. And I was like, but do you want to fuck me?
Do you know, that is an interesting phenomenon. And maybe that's not what you're saying right now. I feel like in my past, I am not really attracted to women, but I find that like women think I'm very attracted and men think I'm okay.
Gay men like me, and I constantly get gay men being like, if I wasn't gay, and then women are attracted to me. I'm attracted to women. I don't know. I like them all. What I really want is an effeminate man. I want a gay man who is gay till he like decided to fuck me.
Okay. Like someone on the border.
Yeah. But even like super effeminate is fine.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even mean like a gender presenting, but like sexuality. Like,
yes. Someone who honestly, they could be fully gay, like fully on the Kinsey scale, gay as can be, never
but
been
just
with a woman.
But just think it's a hoot to put their penis in you?
Well, no, but they're like, maybe I'll do it and see how it feels. And they're like, I like it and I like her.
Oh, that's, what a fun specific fantasy.
Like if Josh Sharp was ever like, I'll fuck you, I would say, yes, please.
I bet he would, honestly.
And then if he fell in love with me, I'd be like, great. This is my new boyfriend who was gay and now is not.
Is this the first picture in the series?
Yeah, baby.
This is you with the black dick.
Yeah.
Do you think dildos like this are real or novelty? Like, are people using these?
Yes.
Wow.
Not me, though.
That feels wild.
And I think people will be like, have you used that before? I think if I was using it, it would be in my profile. I think I'd be like, I use this dildo. That come prepared.
Yeah. Are you 28?
No.
Okay. I was like,
I don't know how to get into my Facebook to change it because it stays logged in.
Okay.
But I guess I could change it now. I just have to. Well, it's logged in. Maybe I go to settings. I don't know.
This
I couldn't change it
very,
before.
Very cute. This soup picture.
Thank you.
Especially since I've heard tell. Tale of that you don't like soup.
I hate soup.
This is a funny callback.
Ben Green did that.
His Photoshop is so funny. This is a fun picture of you in a suit, a bodysuit.
Mm-hmm. Showing that body so people know what they're getting. It's me instead of holding the dick, I'm holding the ghost.
Oh, your makeup is very pretty in this.
Thank you.
Pineapple picture.
Thank you.
I like this car picture. The Clyde picture's fun. You get so many different styles because of your wigs and everything.
Yes, I try to like put a bunch of different wigs just so
they'll see
people
like,
know I change my hair a lot.
I think this is fun. I would maybe order these differently.
Okay.
Like maybe not the big dildo black dick first.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that goes against, I think this is just fun. I think that like, if I'm being honest, this is not your most flattering picture.
Okay.
And I don't mean that it's not flattering, but I mean that like, I think like this one,
the pineapple one
or the car one, I think is fun because that's like, I think that is like, you're very pretty in this one, but also you're like, look, I'm silly.
Okay.
So I would like, cause I don't know, but it feels like that's the first one they're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them kind of like, maybe I would even do like a rule of three and let this be the third like one.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Nicole, have you been with older guys?
No. In my 20s, I would sleep with like 38-year-olds.
Yeah.
Which is like, I think the oldest person I've been with. Except for this one man who was in his 40s, and I only made out with him in front of a Wells Fargo.
I wonder if, like, this theory we were talking about earlier of, like, maybe you need to get, like, a man and stop, like, getting with boys.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm fully at a loss as to what to do. I did sign up to be matchmade with a matchmaker, but I didn't answer the question seriously, so I don't know if they think I'm serious. So then it's like an open Google Doc on my computer where I'm trying to answer it more seriously.
I also think that, like, I wonder how much part of it is that, like, if you're on the road, you're not going to get, like, I would not want to get with someone on the road. That feels like would be scary.
Yeah.
That, like, maybe you need to, like, maybe these are the stupidest suggestions, but, like, do, like, a non-comedy-related activity, like a pottery class.
Oh, my God. I don't have time
to
do a pottery.
I know.
I guess I do. I do have, like, lulls in my schedule. I'm in a lull right now. But, I guess.
Or, like, I'm trying to think of, like, because they say a lot of just, like, you got to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is like an odds game. It's just like meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and part of me, what's tough about the UCB community is it so often feels like you've met everyone you're going to meet.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a little bit more out of the, like, mm-hmm. the run-of-the-mill kind of thing. But, or maybe it's like a newer person. I don't know. But also, like, what's tough is then, like, everyone gets so weird about ego, about, like, being in different places of careers. And
yeah, and I also do not want to date someone who's still excited about an improv show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I do them. I love improv. But I'm not like, you skippity-doo, today's the day, I'm going to my show.
Yeah, or it's, that, like, wants to be like, can we just, like, talk second beats?
Yeah, and it's like, I've been there, done that, I've nerded out enough.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. I feel like stand-up is worse.
Oh, everyone is so damaged and fucked up.
Yeah, I will say, like, as much as everyone makes fun of improv, at least, like, people are cheery on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Even people who I've met and, like, I'll watch their sets and then, like, talk to them in the green room and be like, oh, you are nicer than you present on stage. Mm-hmm. Even then, I'm like, you still, I'm always so worried about, like, oh, you're going to make fun of me. You're going to be mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them can be very nice, but also, like, everybody has depression in the stand-up world.
Everyone is slightly clinically depressed.
Or an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and also, like, the type of alcoholic that's not, like, in recovery, but, like, proudly. Like, this is a part of my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm a Sagittarius and an alcoholic.
And a raging alcoholic. Well, I think improv is like, well, I'm going to leave my house to, like, get on a stage with 7 other people and see what we can build comedy-wise. Whereas stand-up, you're like, especially, like, on the road, you're like, the audience sometimes are the first and only people I talk to today.
Yeah. So, and I'm mad at them if they don't like my jokes. It's their fault.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking crowd.
I do get mad at crowds sometimes. A lot of times.
Sometimes I will just be like, why are you so scared? But then sometimes I will be like, I think it's like the club's fault of like, why is it fully lit in here?
Yeah.
Like, or things like that are like, I don't know.
I did a show in Silver Lake at a bar on Hyperion, and all of the lights were on. There was just a stool and a microphone in the middle of the room, no stage, nothing. I walked in, I said, this must be a prank. This can't be real. But it was. The show started. People were going in and out of this door that was closing so loud.
Yeah, that's so distracting.
It was so distracting. I started my set, and they weren't laughing, so then I started laughing at the punchlines. And I was like, well, if you're not going to laugh, I'll laugh at me. Ooh, it was a bad show. It was not fun, and I hated it. But I try really hard not to, like, shit on rooms when I'm in them.
Yeah.
But I'll shit on them on my podcast. Yeah, baby.
I one time, through our friend Gilly, got set up with this, like, corporate stand-up thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to pay me $300, so I was like, sure, I'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to come downtown to roast their bosses for this, like, Christmas party thing. And it was, like, a ballroom that it was a surprise I was coming.
Uh-huh.
At first, they weren't going to give me a microphone. And I'm like, please give me a microphone or else it's going to be so awkward. And it was like, they're like, we're not going to explain who you are. We're not going to intro you. You're just going to show up. And in my mind, I was like, you are not setting me up to succeed in any fashion.
They set you up to be a crazy woman from the streets shouting about this man.
And they were all in, like, black tie attire.
Uh-huh.
And, like, one of the only jokes that they did enjoy is I, like, walked in and I was like, do you ever walk into a room and know for sure you're the poorest one there? And they were like, yes, more of that.
We like what this poor woman has to say.
Yes, the plebeian is speaking and praising us. But yeah, it was so weird. But I was like, I'm going to get through this 20 minutes. And then I'm like, immediately I was like, Venmo me that money now.
20 minutes?
It was something weird. I had to, like, also roast them within them. And the things they gave me to roast them for were, like, so insane. And, like, it was like, I don't know. It wasn't anything. And I was like, I got to make up jokes from these 3 facts.
That's so wild. What's one of the facts? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think of, like, one person, I think, like, drinking was a thing, and I was like, do we all agree that this person thinks this is funny?
Because Carol's an alcoholic, and everyone's like, yeah, Carol's a mess, and then Carol falls down.
Yeah, Carol's husband's crying. We can't get her to stop.
Corporate comedy is hard. Those gigs are very hard.
Well, I did like an improv thing at like a bar mitzvah once, and it's always just like, get me through this, pay me my money, and then I'm out. It must, like, on a different level of like what sex work is like.
Yeah, probably. Colleges are kind of like that. College kids are very self-conscious and don't want to laugh and are very like, that's wrong. That's why I didn't laugh. That's based on a stereotype. That's why I didn't laugh. I was at a show where no one was laughing, and I was laughing super hard at one of the comics, and people kept looking at me, and I was like, why? It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Why aren't you laughing?
Yeah. I do think that we are like, I don't know, this right now, like the climate of everything is like, we're trying to figure out our limits of things. And some people will be like, I'm offended on behalf of that person. And then that person will be like, you don't need to be offended on behalf of my, I get to decide if I'm offended. And they're like, okay. Somebody said one time, like my, you can't say that my brother's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me is like, no, if you hold that belief, it should be like, I just think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't ever be, don't do that, it affects me.
Well, that's like when Trump was like, grab him by the pussy, and some men were like, you can't say that, you know, I got daughters. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you should just care about people. You shouldn't have to quantify a woman because you know one.
Yeah, I do think it's so silly when people are like, whoa, I had a daughter and now I get it. They're people.
But it's like, are people? Yeah,
what you mean is now one belongs to me.
One so, is mine.
Yeah, now one's my property, so you can't do it to my property.
Oh, boy. Wait, so you said you have single men in your life that you can send to me.
I'll make a think list.
Okay.
I wish I had more people who aren't. I'm going to have to think about people who aren't connected to UCB. I have one single brother now, but he's a little bit of an enigma, but he might move here in January.
I love that your whole family is moving here.
They really are.
All of them. They're like,
all getting on the train.
Pittsburgh. We love LA.
And it makes my mom so mad at me. She thinks I'm like the fucking Pied Piper.
You kind of are. You're like, here's a better life. Here's another question. Would you date me, Mary?
Would I date you? I think we would have a lot of fun. I think I am not attracted to, like, I get attracted to people kind of thing. So I think we could have like a very platonic, like kissing relationship. I think that's as much as I would feel comfortable doing.
You wouldn't root around in my puss?
But I don't know if I would like want to root around in your puss.
Fair.
But
all
I think
right.
that like, yeah, that we could. But I wonder if and I have this like inside joke that he's going to be a third in our marriage, which would be such a funny, weird third.
It would be so weird.
Yeah, but if I could get him to open up, I mean, maybe I'd just invite him along.
He is also, he's a mystery to me. I don't know. I don't know very much about him.
My favorite game when I have like nothing to do is to like thought think what that person, you know, like the moment when you're like about to fuck and you turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
What are people like? I love thinking about like a friend or like a colleague and being like, what is that moment when like their eyes turn into an animal and they turn it on?
And they're like, oh, I want you.
Yeah, because sometimes like in that moment where you like you see it, you're like, and sometimes it doesn't happen as fun as you want.
You can see it. In an improv scene.
Oh.
Several people I fucked from the improv world started when I saw them.
You saw the flash?
See me sexually in a scene, which is insane.
Yeah.
Mary, we've come to a close. Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
Do I have anything I'd like to promote? I will promote this Justin Michael's Bad Reception got released today.
Yeah.
And you were on it? I was on it. Go to audible.com, I think underscore bad reception, and download that, because I think it's a lot of funny people are on it, and I think it's going to be really great.
It was a good time. I had fun. All right, Mary, thank you so much for being here. If you liked this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you leave me something nasty, I'll read it on my podcast. I'll read it on an episode. So ethnically sourced porn star said, hey, girl, let me pee in your butt. Rachel 810 said, ooh, baby, do I love this podcast so much. Nicole's a revelation. I hear she loves Ample Hills Creamery because she's got great taste. Nicole, please let me massage your Ample Hills and chomp on your ooey gooey butter cake.
Oh, that was fun.
I liked it. And then this is from Khan, K-A-N-W-9-3. Your podcast is amazing. Also, I would be honored to tongue punch your fart box until you pass away.
That one was like fun, goofy, and then murderous.
Yes. I don't want to pass away while someone is fucking tonguing my asshole. That seems awful.
Can you believe, like, that on the, like, autopsy report?
Well, she got tongued too hard and died.
Yeah, analingused to death.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what they wouldn't say tongue fucked.
Are you sure a medical examiner wouldn't say tongue fucked to death?
Probably not, but isn't analingus a funny little term?
I like it.
I think that's the technical term.
All right. Mary. Thank you!
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
You sound like you're falling down a well.
Imagine falling in a well. How?
I don't know. How? And also saying thank you on the way down.
Thank you.
Like it's your fetish.
But truly, how do you fall in a well?
I've never seen a well, really.
Well, a well has a pump.
Oh.
So, like, there's no reason for you to look in it.
It'd have to be an old-timey one with a bucket.
Oh, I guess so.
And then, like, not to well shame, but that would be your fault.
It would be, you fucking dumb. I'd be so sad if I fell into a well.
Oh, yeah. I think I would kill myself.
But someone would definitely find me. I'm super loud.
Oh, and plus with that echo?
Yeah. It would just amplify all around the forest. So that's where wells are, right? Next to the forest house?
I think so, yeah.
Second call back to forest house. This episode's ended. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.